chances are you know someone who has been on Ozempic. Maybe you've heard someone whisper at brunch that they're on the shot. Or maybe you've seen some of the headlines about some of the miracles that the GLP-1s like Ozempic and Zepbound can do. Today, we're going to talk about those GLP-1 agonists, Ozempic, also known as Wegovy, Zepbound, also known as Tirzepatide or Mounjaro. These are not diet pills. These are precision metabolic therapies. And no, the real magic is not in your gut. The real magic is in your brain. I'm your chief medical explanationist, Dr. Terry Simpson, and this is 4Q, Fork University, where we make sense of the madness, bust a few myths, and teach you a little bit about food and medicine. Here's how the GLP-1s work in your brain. Now, if you remember neuroanatomy, you are going to love the next three sentences. If not, just hang in there. You'll learn some fancy words, and it's okay to use them. GLP-1s work in something called the hypothalamus, where they activate satiety neurons and suppress hunger. Got that so far, right? In the mesolimbic reward system, the ventral trigeminal area and the nucleus accumbens, they reduce dopamine release, blunting food's reward effect. They also modulate serotonin, impacting mood, reducing emotional eating, and improving satiety. Okay, you got through it. Here's the bottom line. Food noise is gone. When you hear people saying that, they're not just manifesting. They are describing a complex neurochemistry that we have never heard before. People talking about food noise being gone. We've also seen it in patients who've taken these drugs, and they've noticed that they have a decreased interest in alcohol or tobacco. There are more things that GLP-1s do, and we're going to talk about some of those a little bit. But these drugs literally rewire the drive to eat. It's not just a sensation of fullness. What makes them transformative is in the brain. It's not the nausea. It's not the gastric slowing. Those help, but that's not the primary mechanism. And now I want to address the influencer lie or quack lie of the week. You've seen them. Natural GLP-1 boosters or buy your natural GLP-1. The reason these quacks have that form is because the pharmaceutical companies are still charging too much for the GLP-1s. But yes, let's start with the obvious. Your body produces GLP-1. It produces it in the distal part of the small bowel, and fiber-rich foods, which change your microbiome, enhance the production of your own natural GLP-1. And we also discovered that some ultra-processed junk foods not only blunt production of GLP-1, but they actually destroy the cells. Well, the food doesn't. The food causes you to have an increase in a certain bacteria which actually destroy cells that make your own GLP-1. What about your GLP-1? It is metabolized in minutes. It's cleared by an enzyme called DPP-4 long before it ever reaches your brain. Semaglutide, on the other hand, is synthetic. It stays active in your body for days. It's engineered so that it can cross the blood-brain barrier, bind to the receptors and the reward centers, and actually help you change your behavior. Think about this. If you are trying to dig a trench and you have a little tiny shovel, like one of those you use in the garden, it's going to take you forever. You're going to get discouraged and you're going to give up. Get a backhoe, you can do it quickly. GLP-1s are like the backhoe. What about sea moss and berberine and all these other fiber things? They don't do that. If they did, if they could last long in your body, they'd be prescription drugs. But instead, they're Instagram ads. Let's talk about some myths and lies and TikTok tragedies. Myth one, it's a cheat code. Nope, this does not erase responsibility. It makes responsible choices finally possible. Myth two, you're going to lose your muscle mass. Well, if your diet is air and regret, yeah, it will. But if you eat a reasonable amount of protein, do some lifting, or do some resistance training, you're going to be fine. Myth three, you're going to regain it all when you stop. You know, if you treat this like a crash diet, absolutely. if you use it to help reset behavior and adjust your lifestyle, not necessarily. But remember this, GLP-1s are a treatment for obesity, and just like a treatment for blood pressure medicine, when your blood pressure gets under control, you don't stop your blood pressure medicine. When your lipids get under control, you don't stop your cholesterol medicine. When your obesity gets under control, you don't stop your GLP-1. Myth 4, it causes cancer. Well, if you're a rodent and take mega doses of it, you're going to have some thyroid issues, but not in humans. That's not your worry, unless you have a rare genetic ailment called MEN2 syndrome, which, if you're an adult, you know you have it by now, and you probably should not be on a GLP-1 unless you're very well supervised, or if you've ever had a type of thyroid cancer called medullary thyroid cancer. Myth 5, it's totally safe. Nothing is totally safe. Some suggestions have even suggested a possible link to a wet macular degeneration and a form of blindness after long-term use, especially in diabetics and older adults. So if you are diabetic or you are an older adult, get your eyes checked if you're on these medications. Now that's not fear, that's follow-up. Now let's talk about some benefits that are more than just a smaller pant size. The SELECT trial showed that there are fewer heart attacks and fewer strokes. Other studies have shown that blood sugar is under better control. There's less liver fat. There is reduced inflammation. Other studies have shown that it is an effective treatment for obstructive sleep apnea. Other studies have shown that it improves kidney function. Others have suggested a lower dementia risk, especially when combined with statins. Now, do you want to supercharge your GLP-1 experience? Go Mediterranean. No, I don't mean go to the Mediterranean, although I think that's a perfectly good idea, but studies show that people on GLP-1s who follow a Mediterranean-style diet lose more weight than those who just inject and coast. The original studies done on GLP-1s, done on these patients, they all were given a Mediterranean-style diet to follow, and some were given placebo and some were given GLP-1s. Those who followed that do better. When we study people who are not following any sort of a diet, we find they just don't do as well as those on the original study. So we're talking more vegetables, more legumes, more nuts. We're talking olive oil instead of butter. We're talking fatty fish instead of processed meat. So why does the Mediterranean diet work to support this? Well, number one, Mediterranean diet, as you know, has a decreased risk of all of those diseases we're worried about: obesity, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, strokes, cancers, and dementia. And number two, because Mediterranean diet is rich in fibrous food, it helps support your gut hormones, and even your body's own natural GLP-1 response. Now, the Mediterranean diet has the advantage of it's not just food in the Mediterranean. It's food you can get anywhere. The Mediterranean diet is not about restriction. And this is about synergy. You know, the real problem is stigma. It's not fat. Obesity is not a character flaw. It is a chronic disease. The American Medical Association declared it a chronic disease in 2013, and the science has been clear about this for years. It involves genetics, hormones, gut microbiota, brain signaling, and the environment. It's not just about your fork and your discipline. Yet we still get insurance denials. Predominantly, we get insurance denials because the medicines are too expensive in the United States. We have doctors who shame patients instead of treating patients. We have celebrities who lie about their use. And we have biohacking bros who have no medical license peddling shortcuts that don't work. Obesity treatment needs medicine or surgery, not moralizing, not magnesium, and not misinformation. GLP-1s aren't a miracle, but they are the start of a metabolic revolution. They work by quieting the noise in your brain, not just your belly. And when paired with the Mediterranean diet, real medical supervision, and a little science-backed support, you've got something powerful. Please check the blog associated with this episode at yourdoctorsorders.com and forkyou.com. This episode was researched and written by me, Dr. Terry Simpson, and while I am a board-certified physician, I am not your physician. If you're on a GLP-1 journey, check often with your doctor before making any changes and with the registered dietitian associated with your program. Please don't check with a chiropractor, Eastern-trained shaman, who can't even prescribe these medications. Check in often with your physician. Get monitored. Stay engaged. Support groups help people lose weight and keep on track. All things distribution and audio were handled by my friends at Simpler Media and the pod god himself, my good buddy, Mr. Evo Terra. Have a good week, everybody. Hey, Evo. I think these drugs are going to be the source of the next Nobel Prize. They are absolutely amazing and revolutionary in what they can do for people. Amazing. Have a good week, buddy.
Wait, I thought the next Peace Prize was going to the felon in chief. Anyhow, you, my friend, should win a comedy award for that line, "If your diet is air and regret." I lolled.